Hello.
Mr. President?
You finished your lunch?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you're still there?
No, I'm still in the, I'm in the office.
Oh, fine, fine. How'd it go? Anything new?
Nothing new, because we talked mostly, this was scheduled to discuss other matters.
Right,
Vietnam.
Right.
He hadn't had a report yet, or the study hadn't had a report from Li Duc So, Mr. Moscow. But apparently these guys lie to them so much that he's totally confused as to what the issues are.
Huh, all right.
He listed a whole batch of them that were already settled. So I sent him some more pages from a protocol just to... that they know. And most of the rest he discussed was European Security Conference, mutual balance, force reduction. And I take the position on all of this, but frankly, as long as Vietnam is going on, I just can't turn to it effectively.
That's correct.
It's his own way of keeping us...
Yeah.
Doing
what well, you know, you really come down to the point, Henry, as to whether the Chinese and Russians really are gonna put a little pressure on them or not. I don't know. They...
Sure the Chinese are.
Yeah.
It just isn't in the Chinese interest to have the Russians.
Yeah.
It is two things aren't in the Chinese interest. One, they don't want Vietnam unified under Hanoi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And two, they don't want Russian influence to predominate in Hanoi.
Yep.
But, and I think that message from Cho is...
Well, that just seemed to me to have some significance.
They do not talk lightly. Now, Li Duc So arrived today in Paris. And made a blood-curdling statement. This was going to be the last attempt. Now, that's actually quite good. A, we've already told him it's the last attempt, so he's taking again a free ride like with the Enterprise.
He says what?
He said it's going to be our final attempt.
Uh-huh.
Which is what we had already told him first.
Yeah.
But that has an advantage because, can't be stalling whatever else he's doing.
Uh-huh.
And he said, if the United States changes are not unreasonable, if we insist on unreasonable changes, they won't agree. Which suggests that if we insist on reasonable ones, they will agree. And in any event, we aren't insisting on any right now.
We're not insisting on any changes, are we?
No.
I don't think. I don't know.
No, we don't. No.
But it's they that they're insisting on the changes, aren't they, Henry? Maybe, of course, that he's referring to it. No, anyway, you're all
right. No, I think he's just making a judgment.
One thing about it, sometimes I wonder if our restraint and our public statements may be misinterpreted to them. You know, they play everything up to the propaganda hilt, and we refuse to talk and so forth. What do you think?
I don't think so. They have been pretty restrained, except that he couldn't let this opportunity go by arriving at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. The one thing I wanted to tell you, adding to it, needless to say, in the course of these meetings, if you need to say that you have just received a message from me or, you know, anything, you feel free to use one, you know?
Right.
You know the various things we've covered. And they're all there. So you just pull out anytime you want. You pull out a piece of paper and say, well, I just got this message. I've, you know. Okay?
Right.
Or ask for one anytime you need one. So that, because you mustn't, I want you to be in every, the strongest possible position. Okay, Henry, goodbye.
Right.
Bye.